I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Ruth Moody's music has made its way into the world, down from Winnipeg. Whether it's her solo CDs, her work as a key part in the Waylon Jennies, or recording and touring along with Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits, her most recent CD is These Wilder Things, and she's touring with her quartet, the Ruth Moody Band. They'll appear in sold-out shows at Tsunami Books in Eugene tonight, Sunday, June 12th, at House Concerts in the Glen, in Bend, and in between that, in Dalles, the Dalles, and Portland. The Ruth Moody Band is here with us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, what's the first song you feel inspired to play this afternoon?
We're going to play a song called One Light Shining from These Wilder Things. Three, four.
Ruth Moody Band live in the KLCC studios with One Light Shining from the CD These Wilder Things in studio version. Ruth Moody on the vocals and guitar on that track. Adrian Dolan on the mandolin. Adam Dobres on guitars and Sam Howard on the bass and vocals chiming in from all over the room. It's been a few years since These Wilder Things came out.
It's true.
So how has the music been evolving since that came out 3 years ago?
Well, we've been touring all over the place, all over North America. We were in Australia and New Zealand and all over Europe last year. So we've played a lot of shows, which of course is, you can't really think of anything better for just, you know, evolution as a band and getting better and learning about each other musically. And it's been a really amazing journey. And the last few months, I've taken a little bit of time off the road and I've been writing towards a new album, and I'm pretty much ready, which is exciting. So, yeah.
Some of that touring was with Mark Knopfler in recent years. What did you learn from such a master of songwriting and guitar?
Oh, so much every night. It was amazing to be able to watch him and his band play their show. Well, they're just such pros, such masters, as you say. And he's just so natural at what he does on guitar and in terms of his writing. It just kind of flows out of him. He writes all the time, too. I asked him, you know, how he does it, and he said he's just writing all the time. And if he you know, runs into a block, then he just goes to another song and works on that. And so that was inspiring, just never to stop, you know.
Do you feel like your songs have changed and your process has changed as a result of being around him that much?
I don't know if it has consciously. I think you pick up things from everyone you're around musically. I hope so.
Ruth Moody Band live here in the KLCC studios, live in sold-out shows tonight at Tsunami Books in Eugene and in Bend on Sunday, but in the Dalles and Portland in between, and shows that are not sold out. So if you're in for a road trip, there's an opportunity. What's the next song you have for us here?
We're going to do a cover. This is a song we love to sing. It's from the record as well. Well, it needs no introduction, but I'll introduce it anyway. It's called Dancing in the Dark by The Boss. Make sure I'm in tune here. You guys ready? One, two, three, four. Radio's on in the mood and around the place. Check my look in the mirror.
You shake the sweat off your shoulders. Oh, come on, baby, the last song. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up. All right, they say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just about starting the night, looking for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. Come on, baby, give me just one look. You can't start a fire. You're sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if it's dancing in the dark, you can't start a fire. Worrying about your little world falling apart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Moody Band live in the KLCC studios with their take on Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark. You can find a studio version on their CD, These Wilder Things. There are Tsunami Books in Eugene tonight with Jeffrey Martin opening Sunday at the House Concerts in the Glen at Newport Hills in Bend. Good luck getting a ticket. Travel to the Dells and Portland in between now and then in order to catch another unsold-out show. That version of Dancing in the Dark went quite a long ways, especially in Canada. It's kind of funny, isn't it, Ruth, how a song has a life of its own. That one seemed to have a life of its own. Does it surprise you which song has a life like that?
Well, it's a pretty great song.
It is.
You can't argue with that.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, it's true, though. It's been, I think people are always intrigued by a different take on a song. And so I think, you know, there's something kind of fun about, well, first of all, hearing it sung by a female voice. And then the guys do such a great job on their instruments. You know, they sound like a chamber quartet.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's fun. So it's been really nice to hear the response from people.
Well, I know you've been writing new material as well, so do you have a new one to share for us here?
Yeah, we do. This is a brand new one. It's about a month old. With any luck, this banjo will stay in tune for us. This is called The Spell of the Lilac Bloom. Yeah.
stars above. I could hold you with all that I made of. Won't you take me to the old dance hall? We've got a lifetime to figure it out. Just wanna sway. Something happens when it feels so right. You're wide awake dreaming in the middle of the night. When we could have been a whiskey or the pale grass moon, it could have been the spell of the lilac bloom. It could have been the spell of the lilac bloom. But I can love you. I could love you the rest of my nights and the rest of my days. I could see you like the morning dove. I could watch you like the stars above. I could hold you with all that I made of.
Brand new music from the Ruth Moody Band live in the KLCC studios. Ruth Moody on vocals and banjo on that track. Adrian Dolan on the viola there on that one. Adam Dobre song guitar. Sam Howard on bass. Vocal harmonies as well. They'll be live tonight at Tsunami Books in Eugene. Jeffrey Martin opening at 7:30 p.m. On to the Dalles, then to Portland, back to Bend. Sunday, June 12th at the House Concerts in the Glen at Newport Hills in Bend. For more on Ruth Moody, ruthmoody.com. Well, how long will it be till that will appear on an album that we might actually have in our hands?
Good question. We're working on it. Sometime this year we'll probably get into the studio. So, it takes a little while, but next year I guess I'm imagining the release.
It must challenge you a bit to balance your solo work, and the Waylon Jennies are still a going concern, are they not?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we don't tour as much as we used to. They're kids in the picture, so we're a little more part-time now, but we are actually coming to the Northwest. We're playing in Portland and Seattle and Bend in July. We're out there.
Do you find it a challenge to balance all these projects?
It works out pretty organically, but once in a while, yeah, it gets a bit much. I try and make sure I block time off just for sanity and for creativity and, other aspects of life.
Well, we really appreciate you taking time to block off a little time for us here this afternoon at KLCC.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
The Ruth Moody Band here in the KLCC studios.